We have been working on the least developed countries for a long time, and I think the good news is that some of these countries have graduated. But the key message is graduation is not everything. You really need some fundamental structural, economic and social transformation across the least developed countries. And for that, we are of course advocating more fundamental change in the policy options and enabling environment.
How do you foresee how countries can balance graduating from the status of LDC while at the same time facing earthquakes or other human or natural disasters?
Yeah. Well, this is a reality in our region. The frequency of natural disasters is very steep in our region, and in fact 80% of the human lives and others are people who are displaced as a result of natural disasters happen in our Asia-Pacific region. So countries kind of develop their forward-looking plans, policies and agendas, they have to factor in climate vulnerabilities plus also disaster vulnerabilities that they have. Now, clearly one can't fight with the nature, and the best one can do is to work on the Paris Climate Agreement and its implementation, at least to reduce the impact of the frontier states that are exposed to very high degree of vulnerabilities. But what is important is that countries remain steadfast on structural reforms and ensure that they are diversifying their economies effectively and making sure they're uplifting their people and working very closely with communities.
What are some of the messages that they've shared with you about how they hope the UN can support their sustainable development?
Well, the communities are, of course, looking for an effective response from unusual events. And clearly, better and effective planning on the part of the governments and also the UN agencies that are involved in rapid response just immediately after the crisis have to work more closely with the communities. Our role is really more on the normative and policy side to work with the governments too. But we, of course, are advising governments to make sure that they are building resilience amongst communities, but also informing them on a timely basis, giving them the early signals that such disaster is likely to come, so they are moving calmly to better shelter and safer areas.
So there's this LDC status. It means that countries can benefit from support from the international community. What does it mean for them afterwards when they're no longer receiving this aid?
No, I think the vulnerable states need to be continued recipients of the official development assistance, because that is a very important cushion that they need, but also how the ODA is deployed to build their economic resilience is very critical.